Marcos will do. We'll explain.
And Mariah claims to be the queen of Christmas. But did somebody put a lump of coal in her stocking?
Plus, later, honey, we go thirst trapping with the stars.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, let's get to it. Previously, we talked about how Tyler Perry loaned his Cali home to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they stayed in the U.S.
Right.
Very nice thing for a friend to do. But as it turns out, their friendship is deep. Mm. So much so that Tyler enlisted Meghan to help his employee find baby formula overseas during the U.S. shortage, and she sprang into action. Now, we can now add formula finder to the list of talents that the Duchess of Sussex has.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yes, honey.
Well, this is Tyler Perry going, okay, hey, I need you to return that favor. Because he had a big old place for her to stay.
Yeah.
That's what friendship looked like.
Need you to make something happen, girl.
Come on, y'all. Do y'all really think that Meghan was out here going up and down the aisles of the grocery stores trying to find this formula?
But, Tanner, I think yes, because you remember now, they stripped Meghan and Prince Harry of everything, which means she doesn't have assistants out there or aides to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just Meghan out there by herself going through the aisles at ShopRite or Quacky Quacky
Duck. Piggly Wiggly, one of them.
She making them Piggly calls, Wiggly, telling them who she is.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's dope that, you know, someone does it like, you know, lean on their title so much where they would go and do the work of the people who need the help. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Milky Markle.
I'm
called Milky Markle from now on. Well, moving on, we all know the saying, it's cheaper to keep it. Well, rapper Exhibit is learning it the hard way with his ex-wife, Krista Joyner.
Wow.
Well, the court did award Krista about $6,000 a month of spousal support, but Exhibit wants the courts to force his ex-wife to undergo a vocational evaluation to assess her ability to get a J-O-B and available work options out there for her.
Wow.
But remember, y'all, now Krista claims that her and Exhibit had an oral agreement. Those are big oral agreements that he would take care of her for the rest of her life.
You always say that in the beginning of a relationship, child.
Especially when you try and get an oral agreement.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's when you went big.
People
now, when you get out
to
bed,
a lot
that
of
oral agreement don't work.
You know what I'm
okay.
Yeah, but that bothers me. The whole point is, though, what we're missing, though, y'all. Exhibit married Krista, honey. Now, Krista was of non-African descent. This is what these guys do with these women. They make all these arrangements and play, oh, baby, I love you. You can have whatever you want. I'm going to give you all this and the other stuff. Yeah. And then, honey, when Krista decided to leave his ass and take him to court, the judge said, give her everything she wants because I don't want to see you with it and I'd rather see her with it. And now that's why he's stuck like Chuck. Pay Krista her money.
But you know, Gary, it's funny, when you go through a divorce, you really got to put a monetary value on everything that you did in the marriage. And I like what Krista said. She said she was a confident companion, social and business partner, homemaker, housekeeper. Isn't that the same thing? And consultant to defendant in connection with financial and family matters. She put a value on what she did.
That's
a whole lot of words.
That's a whole lot of words in there.
I'm a janitor. I'm cleaning.
Right.
All men like oral agreements. We all like a good oral agreement.
Maybe she took care of the back end so
that
he could be who he is and not have to worry about
anything. That's right.
She took care of all that. That is something. You're not supposed to leave a marriage with nothing.
She gave her damn body, baby.
She gave her soul. She was the chef and the cook.
Nah, honey. But my Lord, honey, y'all, what will Mariah Carey do, honey? Her request to trademark the term Queen of Christmas? Oh, dear. What's the name? Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the singer Elizabeth Chan, honey, was instrumental in blocking Mariah's application, saying Christmas is a season of giving, not the season of taking, and it's wrong, honey, for an individual like Mariah to attempt to own and monopolize a nickname like Queen of Christmas for the purposes of abject materialism.
Ooh. Ooh. She's such a hater. Mm. Okay, but while Chan is happy about the trademark being blocked, other celebs, like me, are happy to accept Mariah's Christmas reign, darling, because that's what she does. R-E-I-G-N, let's be clear. Mm. Recently, in Better Homes and Gardens, Dolly Parton had this to say about Mariah being Queen of Christmas. She said, I love her. You think of Christmas, you think of Mariah. I'm happy to be second in line to her. And then Mariah responded on Twitter saying, Dolly, darling, let's settle this one. You are the queen of everything. The queen of the world. The queen of Christmas. The queen of mine. Love you.
When you get the Dolly Parton cosign, everything is off. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it be what it was supposed to be.
She's just a hater, man. Yeah.
But it pisses me off, because, bitch, I'm the queen.
Of what?
I'm the queen of all things, okay?
The queen is dead.
The queen.
Hell to the queen.
Gary, you are a co-queen.
Queen.
There's a difference between that and the queen. This Elizabeth Chan lady, I had to look her up because I was like, why does she even care so much?
Right.
Evidently, she has an album called Queen of Christmas and released a bunch of Christmas songs, but I'm sorry, you ain't never going to touch all I want.
You ain't never going to sell.
Elizabeth Chan can catch these holiday hands.
No one knows who you are.
Hold on. Ignoring
now because of this, because of Mariah.
Also,
she's giving you a Christmas gift. See what we did there?
Okay, guys, The View is not a show that is unaccustomed to hosts disagreeing, but this week fans were disagreeing with Sarah Haynes stepping in as moderator in Whoopi and Joy Behar's absence.
Wow, I'm trying to remember. The last time I saw Whoopi and Joy not at the table was when Bill O'Reilly was at The View.
Yeah.
And they walked off.
Classic walk off there.
How long ago was that? Barbara Walters was still there.
They walked off the show.
Well, fans' Twitter fingers activated with one fan tweeting, wait, where the hell is Whoopi? Oh, Whoopi and Joy are out today? What's that about? I don't want no damn Sarah moderating.
Oh.
Wow. Others felt Sunny Hostin was a better fit for moderator, with one tweeter saying, I didn't think Sarah had seniority after having left and returned. I definitely thought Sunny would moderate, especially with all of her previous TV experience, which kind of makes sense.
Wow.
Oh. Maybe Sunny didn't want to moderate. You know, the thing about being a moderator and just being the co-host, the moderator kind of just moves things along and doesn't have as much of an opinion as the co-host. Mm-hmm. So if you're very, very opinionated, being the moderator is really not the place you want to sit.
Right.
Because you just listen to each side and keep it going.
Ooh, Sherry, did you ever want to be the moderator?
No, sir.
I
Barbara Lena.
So
who moderates your show, like, Sherry?
No. The same person who decides who's going to come on as a guest, which ain't been you.
Ooh, there we go. What was that?
That little clap back there.
That's the burn.
She drew blood.
Well, Sherry, that's not nice.
All right, guys, it's time for...
Dizzy Dish Coming!
Now, listen to this crazy story. Oh, my God. So a groom has been blasted for his tasteless wedding display after he made the choice to be carried down the aisle, y'all. In a coffin. That is right, Sherry. The bride's bridesmaid and groomsmen pulled the coffin out of the hearse and carted it to the altar. Oh, my God. Now, the video, which was shared on TikTok, pulled in a whopping 8.2 million views. And although it didn't reveal the reaction of the bride, it certainly struck an unhappy chord online with viewers who called him disrespectful. This is crazy.
He meant that whole death to us part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I arrived dead. Started
there. Wow. This is a dead on arrival.
DOA.
Creepy.
But, you know, but the metaphor could be, you know, old me is dead.
Oh.
My new life begins now with you.
Okay.
And the person that I used to be prior to us saying I do is in that casket.
No, I think he said, I don't want to marry this, but I'm going to go ahead and go in a casket to let y'all know this is all dead. So that's how I looked at it.
Yeah, the people on TikTok were chewing his ass up.
It's their wedding.
Nobody's surprised about this.
I couldn't even tell.
What's the craziest thing that any of y'all ever seen at a wedding?
The people getting married.
That's fair.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Up next, we go thirst trapping with Matthew McConaughey and Larsa Pippen when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, it's that moment we all love. It's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
All right. First up is Matthew McConaughey. He dropped his new throwback pic where he's holding his pickles.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Well, Gary, don't get too excited. It's not his pickle. It's a jar of pickles. And he captioned it, Pickled, National Pickle Day.
That sound like him.
What'd you guys think? Is this a thirst trap?
Yeah, I would say not a trap because it's an old picture, not a current joint. And the only thing it's thirst trapping is people who like pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I would say not a trap as well.
Thirst trap.
Yeah.
Why?
Because look at—he doesn't have any clothes on. He's holding a jar of pickles to letting all the queens know that this is what you might get. So I think it's definitely a
that's
thing.
A very
no, it's National Pickle Day, yeah. Gary.
But the girls are like grilled pickles.
National Pickle Day.
We're thinking of which pickle though. I mean, even though he has a jar of pickles, but he doesn't have any clothes on, so that might be another pickle that we just can't see. Sherry, you like pickles?
I don't like pickles, no.
Why? So you from Chicago.
Pickles are delicious, Sherry.
Yeah, but I'm just not... It make my eyes squint, and then the juice always squirt in my eyes. So whoa. Me and pickles, I'm traumatized.
Oh, yeah, Sherry, you're but almost thirst trapping here with that.
I know. Just never mind. Just
I'm disappointing Brad all day. All
yeah,
day.
Yeah, girl.
Well, anyway, y'all. Okay, honey. Next up, honey, is Michael Jordan's future daughter-in-law, Miss Larsa Pippen. Wow. Now, she's letting us have it, honey, in a two-piece shot. Nil bikini, honey, with a triangle top, honey. And she captioned it 84 degrees, honey. And there's a cute heart emoji and a fire emoji. So is this a thirst trap?
Ooh.
Definitely trapping. I feel like there's always a campaign going on with Miss Pippen. You know what I mean? Trying to, like, you know, find new opportunities there in the streets. So it is what it is. It does look fantastic, though. I will give her that.
Okay, next we've got former Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps. Now, Countess Luann, who's 57, promoted her stage show by dropping a bikini pic and saying, a little beach time, hashtag life's a cabaret, along with her new tour dates. Is this a thirst trap? And she's over 50, y'all.
I think at this age, you kind of get to do that. You know, you get to do the auntie thirst trap.
Like, every photo of somebody in their swimsuit is a thirst trap. Right. However, well, this is an advertisement for her tour, though, so true. It's a different kind of trap.
And she's not showing you that I'm trying to be seductive face.
Exactly.
She just looks good in a bathing suit.
Yeah,
and she outside.
Out of the water.
And she would have been doing the prison pose. That would have been more of a thirst trap.
The prison pose?
Yeah.
What's like, the prison pose?
Prison
crouch
down pose.
A little bit. Yeah, crouch down. Yeah, you know, down, honey. And, you know, that, like, you know.
With your legs open or to your butt to the camera. Oh, yeah, like, she's not trying.
So finally, y'all, we got Andrew Garfield. Now, British GQ put Andrew Garfield on the cover of their magazine. He is looking mighty hot. And inside the magazine, he showed off his body in leather pants, but not for one shot, but for two sexy shots. So tell me, is this a thirst trap?
I'm going to say not a trap. Look, it's Andrew Garfield. He's been in shape since the first time he said the word Spider-Man to him. He's always going to have abs.
That's
it just kind of is what it is. And, you know, it's a style magazine, GQ, so you're going to be rocking some gear, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm agree that it's not a trap because there's not a print. I'm not seeing a print or nothing, so.
I got hit him with not a trap. I think he might have been trying to trap, but he just didn't pull it off. Look at the pose. Look at the pose. What is this, Cirque du Soleil? What's going on here?
All right, stay tuned, because if you're still thirsty, we're going to take it and skip it on Magic Mike's Last Dance, man. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey,
so it's time for Ticket or Skip It, honey. So, baby, Valentine's Day 2023, y'all, is about to be hot and steaming because Channing Tatum, honey, a.k.a. Magic Mike, is back for one last strip dance. Ooh.
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 Yes, Gary. Yes. Yes, Gary. So, a just-released trailer for Magic Mike Last Dance was released recently, and it teases a hot romantic little something-something going on, a business relationship between Channing Tatum and Salma Hayek. Ah, take a look.
Why are you in London?
I'm gonna put on a show at this famous theater.
People are numb, disconnected. We're gonna wake them up with a wave of passion they've never felt before.
Hell yeah.
Are you guys gonna take it or skip it? I like.
I'm gonna tell you right now, something I am not gonna do is take my girlfriend or girl I'm dating to see Magic Mike 3. I don't need that pressure. That's problematic.
Yeah, I missed the first two, and I'm a completionist, so I have to kind of just finish strong and not see this one either.
Yeah, and I'm gonna skip it. They should have frontal nudity if you want me to come see a damn striptease dance show. I mean, back in the day, I used to watch those shows. They used to have those, but now they cut it out, and I don't want to, so I'm gonna skip it.
Maybe you just need to get a porno subscription.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Blacktail. I'm going to subscribe to it.
Oh, my gosh. But I think that this is a movie that you don't go with your boyfriend or your significant other. This is a movie like you do a girl's night. Like where you can just act stupid and loud, you know? That's what I'm going to see with.
And as a guy, you can't really go by yourself either.
Creepy would that be to see a dude at Magic Mike 3 by himself?
There was no sorcery in this film. Right. I didn't see any type of magic. No rabbits were pulled out of hats.
Where are the wizards?
Right.
No one got sawed in half. I hate this movie. Two thumbs down.
Y'all like
that. Oh, gosh.
All right, y'all. We have a smash. John Mellencamp has a new boo.
Okay.
Reportedly, he's dating skincare expert Marianelle Agosto, who he met through his daughter, former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp, who's 41, by the way. According to a source, the couple have been on and off, but rekindled their romance in late August. And get this, there is nearly a 30-year difference. John is 71, and his new boo's 44. Do you think this is going to work out?
It could work out for her if she could ride out the shot clock.
Let me tell you, run out the clock.
Coming in game fourth quarter, you know what I'm saying? Just hoping for the best.
So, Sherry, would you let Jeffrey set you up with somebody, one of his classmates' daddy or something like that?
No, not somebody old. I wouldn't want anybody twice my age. I'm not there. Maybe if you had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You know,
with the new blue diamonds out and stuff now, honey, you could last forever.
Damn, Gary, twice my age, he'd have to really be bringing something to the table. Because I'm going to end up being a caretaker. I got to rub his feet. Mm. I gotta get his teeth out of the little jar to give to him.
Out of the glass. The glass.
Yeah, out of the glass. I got to give him his medication. We need a lot of Bengay around.
Now
he needs the Bengay. It's a lot go into it. My son don't want to know I'm with nobody.
I don't blame him.
What's that movie where a man was killing people with his dead mama in the house?
Psycho.
Psycho.
Dahmer.
That's what it's going to be with
me and
Jeffrey.
That is wild.
All right. Well, on that note, up next, we'll throw Beck's fans across the pond for a place to stay just to accommodate his mom. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, listen up. Attention all Liverpool residents. Will Ferrell needs your help, okay? Will is officially begging Liverpool residents for a room for him and his mom because she is dying to go to the extremely popular song contest, Eurovision.
Okay.
And all of the hotels are booked out. Will made his plea on a BBC morning radio show, and some fans actually called in and offered the comedian and his mom room and board. Now, guys, we're in Atlanta. We're not in Liverpool, but what do you guys think? Would you let Will and his mom stage a place?
I totally would, because he's such a weird, unique dude that I think it would be an experience you wouldn't forget.
Would Will Ferrell and his mama feel safe staying at somebody's place that, you know, they offered him? Because you don't know everybody. They know you, HK, and they know you weird and eclectic, but you don't know people who are going, come stay with me.
If they said that at the end, I'm definitely not staying. You seem
a
little too excited about offering me a place to stay.
Anybody who finishes their sentence with a I am not going anywhere with
stay with me. I was like, Lord, Lenny Kravitz, honey, if you ever need bunking, Idris Elba, honey, if they ever need bunking, honey.
If they ever need bunking.
I would just walk around in my thong t-shirt and my thong, and I would just walk around my house like I normally do, so I mean, hey, you know, yeah.
What, are you going to go my way on repeat?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.